Smart Stories for Smart People, a smart infrastructure podcast series where the future comes to life. We're proud of the work we're doing here at the Smart Infrastructure Facility at the University of Wollongong. Our researchers are always looking for ways to use technology to make our lives better and our cities smarter. We're in the process of transforming our city, Wollongong in Australia, just south of Sydney, into one of the smartest cities in the world. Have a listen, see what you think. Back in August 1998, Wollongong experienced a major rainfall event. 750 millimetres of rain fell in less than 5 days.
5 days, that's an extraordinary amount of rain, especially given that about half of that, 400 odd millimetres, happened in under 24 hours.
Dr. Phil Flenchy has good reason to remember that time.
Just about every road into and out of Wollongong was broken or damaged for a day or two. I think the airport was flooded, so Wollongong was essentially isolated.
As a senior research fellow in the Faculty of Engineering at the University of Wollongong, he's had an abiding interest in rainfall in the Illawarra and Sydney Basin for one reason: landslides.
Wrapped up in the emergency services response to that, we looked at 142 landslides across the Illawarra resulting from that event. And one of the things we did in the wash-up of that event was where we were able to analyse the rainfall intensity over that 5 or 6 days. In fact, we looked at a period of 2 or 3 months around that event.
Dr. Flenchy was an early adopter of the Internet of Things and currently works with industry partners to monitor 37 different potential landslide locations.
We do have these various instruments in the ground that measure water pressure and movement, so landslide movement or movement of infrastructure on the surface. These sensors are connected to data loggers. Also, we have rainfall pluviometers that measure rainfall versus time. This is all fed into these data loggers and it's recorded. Then attached to the data logger, we have routers, just like your internet router at home. These ones have a Telstra SIM card in them. So they actually link our data loggers essentially with our server in the university's data centre.
He and his team use the data in two ways: short-term alerts to possible landslides and longer-term analysis of data, some of it going back more than a decade.
But to build up a weekly, monthly, annual, and now since 2003 from a number of sites, so we've got 14 years of continuous hourly record of this data, of this landslide performance. So we can now quantitatively assess the rainfall that causes certain rises in poor water pressure, which in turn leads to landslide displacement.
Dr. Flenchy's enthusiasm for logging weather data extends even to his own office, where he has
a data logger here in my office, but up on the roof we have that noise. We've got a rain gauge and a weather station up on the roof, so we actually do know here precisely how much it rains when it's raining. But also that clicking noise is what's called a multiplexer, and as part of this system we also monitor the temperature, i.e. the health of this building. This was actually put in and assisted us lobbying for some air conditioning of this building, but we don't need to talk about that.
So a visit to Dr. Flinch's office leaves you with the impression that while he may enjoy bright sunny days, there's another part of him that prays for rain, and not for the usual reasons.
Most of the time these things go by without much notice, but during our extreme rainfall events, when we get 100 millimetres a day, 500 millimetres a week, when the rainfall really gets up, that's when everybody pays attention to these sites.
Thanks for listening to Smart Stories for Smart People. Don't forget to review us if you liked what you heard. To find out more about the Smart Infrastructure Facility, head to smart.uow.edu.au. That's smart.uow.edu.au.